Hello, audio boo. I'm totally cheating, lying in my bed now. One more post and I'm done. So today's topic, and I can actually say today's topic and have it mean today's topic, day 18, is soloist or groups or lyrical or instrumental. I don't really think it's fair to put music into categories like that. I don't really like this topic, but I told myself I was going to do every topic, so I'm doing it. I like a lot of groups and a lot of solo artists. It's so hard to choose. I mean, I can't really break it down like that because I feel like I like equal amount of both. Obviously, my favorite group is NSYNC, but then I love Justin as a solo artist and JC as a solo artist. And, you know, all of their solo endeavors I have supported. And I'm a big fan of India RE and Aretha Franklin and Lauryn Hill and Music Soul Child and Ja Legend and Whitney and all these solo artists. But then I'm also a huge fan of Voiced Men and 112 and Drew Hill and SWV and UNV and tons of groups as well. So it's like, you know, I just don't know. I don't know. I can't break it down like that. However, I do have a solid preference when it comes to lyrical or instrumental. I am definitely a fan of music that has lyrics. There's a few instrumental tracks that I like, for sure. But on the whole, I prefer my music to have lyrics because I'm one of these people that really listens to the lyrics, and lyrics are really important to me, and they really speak to me. And I know that a musical instrumental piece can do the same, but I'm a big fan of lyrics and I'm a big fan of vocals, and you can't really have lyrics without vocals. So, you know, I'm a singer and I believe that the human voice is the greatest instrument that we have. And I mean, you can play the heck out of a guitar or a violin or a piano or whatever and it'll sound really beautiful. But it's a man-made thing, whereas if you open your voice and sing, that's a gift that God gave you. And I'm not saying that, you know, God didn't give you the gift to play the piano or whatever, but, and I love hanging out with people who can play, because I can't play, and I wish I could, because then I could accompany myself, and it's totally fun to just jam and do that, and I love that. But I think that the human voice is one of the greatest ways to express yourself, and it's something that is innately within us, and I totally lost my train of thought. It was something we were born with. It's innately there, part of God's creation when he created us, was to create our voices, and it's a great way of self-expression. So I'm a huge fan of vocals, huge fan of lyrics, so I definitely prefer lyrical and vocal music over instrumental. But like I said, there's a few instrumental tracks that I dig for sure. And instrumentation is very important to me as well when I'm listening to a song. If the instruments are doing something really cool, or the beat's really unique, or really just grabs you, you know, that's awesome. Everything goes together and makes a song what it is, all the parts of it, and I love and admire all the parts of it. But most of the stuff I listen to has lyrics and has voices, so yeah. that's my preference there. But the whole groups versus solo artists thing, I just can't do that. I like both. I love both. I need both in my life. I mean, groups provide amazing harmonies that are just blow your mind, incredible. And the blending together of voices is just something spectacular. But then, you know, if an artist is up there doing their own thing and really just getting into the moment and feeling it and just singing, and you can feel that passion and it's just them and they're letting out, you know, everything that they're feeling inside, that's also a beautiful thing. So, I love both.